everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. This week I've been talking about vulnerability a lot on my Instagram page, and it's something I wanted to talk about here. Vulnerability is being exposed, being open. And when you look it up, it actually says open and exposed to possible harm and risk. Harm obviously is a negative thing. And so it's interesting to me that the definition doesn't mention anything positive. And a lot of times I think we think that when we think of vulnerability, we think of the negative things. We think of, oh, what's going to happen to me? Negatively, of course. Weakness. Fear. Those are some of the things that I think that we, the thoughts that come up in our minds when we think of vulnerability. But there's so much more to it than that. It's a lot of positivity that can come out of vulnerability, especially in relationships. Is vulnerability needed? Because how can we be involved with another without being exposed, without being open? And that doesn't require weakness. On the contrary, it involves much strength, much courage, fearlessness, because we have to open ourselves up to possibilities of either what could go extremely well and what could go extremely negatively. We just don't know. And that's why the vulnerability is so important. A lot of it is who we choose to be vulnerable with, the things that make up why we want to be vulnerable, and then the freedom of being vulnerable and what that all comes with. So those are some of the things that I want to address in this Dreamcast. So vulnerability comes with a lot of things, and a lot of what it comes with is the situations we can be vulnerable in and who we choose to be vulnerable with. I cannot personally be open, be exposed, be open to the risk of possibility of harm and or joy if I'm not aligned with a person properly, if I'm not connected properly, if I don't trust the person or persons or situation implicitly. I don't think any of us can, or sometimes we can if we have an unhealthy vulnerability. Now, when I say that, I mean to say that maybe there are things that we seek because of past experiences, because of situations that have made us need or feel the need to seek attention and happiness outside of ourselves. So it makes us vulnerable and not always in times we should be, or situations we should be, or with whom we should be. And just an example of this is, like, if we were raised without maybe our fathers, maybe we have abandonment issues, And so we tend to seek people to fill those gaps in our lives. And so maybe we are too open or too free with people or in our relationships because there's so much that we want from it that we didn't have prior. And this is just an example again. So this can be, this can lead us to more harm sometimes than good, because we are being vulnerable in situations that don't call for it properly. But then there are those situations where we're in a healthy, loving, trustful relationship, and we need to be vulnerable, both parties do, in order for the relationship to build, in order for it to grow, in order for trust to be established, and for us to get to learn one another. We have to be vulnerable, at least to an extent, somewhat at the beginning, and then more as time and connection grow. And if I can't be my truest self, even at the beginning, then there's no point in furthering a relationship. And when I say at the beginning, I'm saying that because there are degrees of vulnerability. We're going to be, we'll want to be our truest selves at the beginning of a relationship, so that the other can be assured of what kind of person they're getting to know, and so we can know what kind of person we're getting to know. I'm not saying we have to be free with everything, because I do feel that certain things are released as we feel more secure to do so. But we have to let people know who we are. It's important for us and for them, so that we can make the best decisions in order to know if we should continue that relationship. So how can we do that? Well, just by being ourselves, by not being fearful to say what we feel, what we believe, what we want and need out of our lives and those who we choose to have relationships with. And not putting up facades of what we think they may want us to be, what they may be seeking, and us trying to fit form to that, because that's not going to benefit anyone, because they're never going to know who we really were. Or when we do become or release ourselves, then it's like, wait, this is not the person that I was getting to know. This is not the person that I thought I loved. So we want to be vessels of truth in that way, that we are ourselves from the get-go. And like I said, releasing ourselves, being more free as we see that we can be with that other person in that situation, in that experience. And it's so important that we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, so that we can have less stress, less worry about what people will think of us, what they'll feel of us, because it won't matter, because this is us. If they don't like it, it's better to know early on so that they can move on if that's not something that fits, and we can move on if it's not something that fits. Vulnerability is so important because of many of the things I mentioned. The ability to create growth, build, establish trust and security, align ourselves properly with those situations and people that deserve our vulnerability. But how does this allow freedom? You know, vulnerability is difficult. It's difficult to expose ourselves and be free sometimes, especially when you've either been raised to do the opposite, to be more shielded, more guarded. Some of us who are very protective of our emotions and our feelings and thoughts, maybe because we've been hurt by those we've shared it with, maybe because certain situations have negatively impacted us to now feel that we must not share us with anyone or not be ourselves. And I can say I've had situations like that where I have been or tried to be me outwardly, and it was viewed negatively, and then it makes you shut off. It makes you protect yourselves with these huge walls that hardly anyone can break through. Now, some of it I see as protection, and everything is a blessing and a lesson, everything. So those situations help you kind of do a little investigating and saying, well, what was it about this that was the problem? Was it that I was too open? Was it that the person wasn't ready? Was it that the situation didn't call for it? Was it that it wasn't aligning with me properly? And so you have to be wise enough and knowledgeable enough of yourself to learn to know when and what the situation or the person created. Maybe that situation isn't for you. Maybe that person isn't. Maybe you were too open at a time you shouldn't have been. You know, different things like that we have to see and evaluate. And then later, you gain the freedom. Hopefully we can learn this earlier than later, so that we can avoid some of the experience and then guarding and then releasing and then the back and forth, and we just start knowing situations from the beginning and people from the beginning, like, this is a situation or a person I can truly be myself in, and I'm gonna release me in a well-suited way for this person or situation. And we learn where we won't be judged for how we are, and if we are, then we know we need to pull back. And so the freedom gained from when we can truly be ourselves and experience another in the same way is beautiful. Vulnerability is beautiful. There's so much that comes out of it when you can be your full emotional, spiritual, mental, physical self in a situation or with another or with yourself. Because once you are with yourself, you are able to discern so much better the situations and people that you can share that with. And know when it's time to say, you know what? I can't be vulnerable here. This is not for me. You are not for me. I need to step away. We are malaligned. And you have to see the freedom in that, because the freedom in that is to know what is for you and what is not. And when it is for you and you are vulnerable, truly vulnerable, it's the most courageous thing, the most beautiful thing definitely not weak. I hope you enjoyed today's Dreamcast, and I wish everyone a positive, energy-filled day. Thank you.